Bionic.
Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Tonight, it's been, you know, to some extent about talking about education and different education techniques and, you know, what's working and what doesn't work in the world of education. I think that that's it's a fascinating topic. It's certainly one that it's important to me as a parent of a young person. And if you want to talk about that or anything else, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've got with me Brett from SchoolSucksProject.com. And on School Sucks Project, you talk about all kinds of different educational possibilities.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple of examples. We did a series recently called Presence and Productivity, where we're trying to help people learn more stress-free strategies for being more productive. So increasing productivity, which everyone wants to do, and reducing the stress associated with that productivity.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like increasing productivity means being having more stress in your life, doesn't it?
It does seem like the two go together, but they don't have to if you develop a method. And currently we're working on a series on something called the Trivium. Are you familiar with that?
No.
The Trivium Method of Critical Thinking?
Trivium Method of Critical Thinking. No.
Absolutely. Well, this goes back to the ancient Greeks.
Okay.
And it's basically just like the other process that I was describing, which is covered in a book called Getting Things Done. It's a 1-2-3 process, input, processing, and output, just like a computer works, right?
Okay.
So you become more productive in a stress-free way by having a way to capture your inputs, processing them appropriately, and then the output is your work. The Trivium Method of Critical Thinking is the same thing. It's grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Right. So grammar is the individual pieces, the building blocks of knowledge. Logic is how do those pieces of knowledge work together and removing the contradictions that might exist.
Man, that's tough.
And then, that's the real trick. And then rhetoric is wisdom. How do you communicate that to other people? So both of these series deal with a 1-2-3 process, just like a computer, which the human mind is a fantastic example.
It is a computational device, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I found something very interesting out is that they now have computers that do as many computations a minute as the human mind does.
No, really?
Yeah, well, if you think of the Bitcoin network, which is just one computer in the world, and there are, you know, larger ones. Excuse me, there may not be larger ones, but there certainly are ones nearly as large or, you know, on that scale. It's basically a bunch of processors working together. So it's not the amount of computations per minute that's the issue as to what makes thinking.
Hmm.
It's the software. And what is the software that is consciousness? And that's a fascinating conversation to be had. Anyway, I've kind of derailed things here. Let's go to Nathan. Nathan's calling in. Well, I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us. Here, he's calling in on Skype, so our systems don't work as well. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
All's well.
You brought up an interesting point with the 20% illiteracy figure. I was wondering
Let me reset that. We're back from top of the hour here. What I said is a statistic that I had read at one point, I probably could look it up if I needed to, was that 20% of students that graduate public schools here in the United States, graduate functionally illiterate.
Hmm.
And that I kind of think that with a 20% number, that's a pretty large failure number for an organization that's really just there to teach you how to read.
It's a B minus.
And they got 13 years to do it. So you probably could do that well, 20% of people illiterate, if you didn't have school at all. If you just didn't have public school, probably you'd still get that 20%, maybe even lower.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure what the number would be there, but I wanted to focus
on speculation, right?
Well, yeah, I wanted to focus in on the standardized test stuff though, because that 20% figure I mean, most of those kinds of figures, and I've seen similar ones, come from standardized tests, do they not? Where they give the students tests and they determine what their literacy level is and so on?
Well, there's two kinds of standardized tests, and I think they need, or there's two categories, I should say, of standardized tests, and I think there's some important differentiation. You have standardized tests like the ACT and the SAT, which are much more critical thinking tests than tests of schools. So in New Hampshire, we have something called the NECAP, which is an acronym for something, right? And every state has one. New York has the Regents, Massachusetts has the MCAS, so on and so forth. That's really a test of the schools to see if the schools are following the state standards. Are they teaching what the state Department of Education wants them to teach, and how well are they teaching it? So I actually think, and I'm not just saying this because I've made my living as an SAT tutor for a number of years, that a test like the SAT has some utility and has some opportunity for allowing people to develop some critical thinking skills that are left underdeveloped by schools. I think those are very different kinds of tests than the standardized tests that we talk about the schools giving, which really don't matter. And you know, here's a little secret, kids, you don't really have to try on those, because they might tell you in school that this is important and this is kept in your permanent record or whatever, but it's really just a test of the school. So I just wanted to clarify definitions there so I can, you know, answer your question best as possible here.
Okay, well, the latter category of test is the one that I had in mind, because I've had a debate with my friends a lot about this, the utility of standardized tests, not only for testing the students, but as a kind of metric for testing the teachers. This comes up a lot because people will say, well, if a teacher is teaching, then you should see improvement, and in order to measure improvement, you need some kind of ruler, you need a yardstick, you need some objective measure of like how well they can read or how well they can write. And I used to be somewhat skeptical about that, but I've looked at some of these standardized tests, and admittedly, it's been a while since I was, you know, in grade school, but these tests, they seem, I don't understand how a teacher could be, you know, could be teaching the students or be doing a good job and not have a student pass one of these tests. I mean, these tests have questions like, they'll have a map of, say, New Hampshire, and they'll have a little dot that says Manchester, and it'll say, what is the city in the picture? I just don't understand how teachers can complain, because there's been a lot of stuff about teachers complaining about being judged and evaluated and so on by these standardized tests. So that's what I'm confused about.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the tests are being dumbed down themselves in response to the failure of school. So, I don't want to put it on teachers, because I think teachers are really victims in the government school machine as well. A lot of people get into teaching because they do want to make a positive difference in the lives of children, and they're kind of consumed by the system, and they realize what they can and can't do and how restrictive it's going to be. And a lot, when I was in graduate school, I was thrown into, you know, groups of 30 or 40 people who are already in the public school system in Massachusetts and New York, and all they did was complain about standardized testing and how their style and approach to teaching had been crushed by having to adhere to teaching to the test. And that's just become a part of our vernacular in education, teaching to the test, teach to the test. So, yeah, I think that if you look at one of these types of tests, or even we can even include the SAT in this. If you look at a test like the SAT 100 years ago, or they started the SAT in the 1920s, it's like decode. Here's a code in Latin. Figure out what it means. So it's almost like they were being given logic puzzles. The tests that are they're passing on these kids today in school is like, did you bring a pencil? Prove it by making a mark here. Essentially, that's what you're describing. You know, with like interpret a map. Right. So the test has been dumbed down considerably in response to either the success of school to dumb down and indoctrinate, or if you're not, you know, a conspiracy theorist like me, you might say the failure of school to actually provide an education.
So you think that what's going on is that it's the system itself and not really individual teachers that are the problem?
No, absolutely. I think teachers are. And where did they go to school? The system and I mean, teachers are part of the system, and the more teachers that can realize what they're involved in and walk away from it, but the carrots that are dangled in front of them are, you know, too tempting, I think, to be able to, take a principled stance against government school.
Nathan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can call in about whatever you want. If you want to talk about education, we're here for you. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Is Brett.
And Brett. Ian is away this evening. We are having Keenvention here in Keene, which is an event that you know, Free Talk Live and LRN are putting on to bring people out to see Keene, New Hampshire, and see the activism that goes on here. And it was, you know, fascinating. I was on the news media panel today, and it was nice to be able to talk to folks. And you know, there's locals. There's people traveling from as far as Ohio, Virginia, Canada, coming to the event, and it's great to see them all. And it's just been a lot of fun. You can go check out some posts from there at our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of likes. You can go there and like us and participate online. And when we post things, you can comment and, you know, interact, or you can post your own stuff. It's facebook.freetalklive.com. And real quick, if you've been hearing about Bitcoins and you don't really know how to get them, because the news media will tell you what they are. Bitcoins are a new online peer-to-peer open-source currency. They've been skyrocketing in value. They are, you know, associated with this website and that website. And, you know, there's news. There's a lot of news and buzz about Bitcoins, but people don't, you know, they read it, they don't really know what it is, and they certainly don't know how to get them. I'm going to tell you how to get some Bitcoins. Go to cashintocoins.com. It's that simple. All the directions are there. I follow their directions on my own. If I can do it, the chances are good you can do it too. You go to cashintocoins.com, just say, get Bitcoins. And then you're going to have to answer, like, you know, what bank do you want to use? You can use Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or you can use a credit union in your area. If that credit union has shared branching, they'll give you a bank account. You'll want to call that credit union ahead of time and just make sure that it has shared branching. You don't want to drive there and find out, oh, we don't do shared branching. That'd be a disappointment. Anyway, you'll get a bank account number for one of these banks, and then you'll go deposit some money. You take a picture of the receipt, and you email that picture to them. It's really that easy. You'll get your Bitcoins within a few minutes to a few hours. I did it on multiple occasions, worked seamlessly for me, and I was delighted. It's customer service, highest priority. It's completely safe, legal, and easy to do, fast to, inexpensive. Matter of fact, if you they've got 1% Wednesdays. All orders under $40 are never any fee. Their fees are always quite reasonable. So go check them out at cashintocoins.com. You're not talking about any huge investment as far as exchange rates go. Cashintocoins.com. Let's go to Pizza Guy calling in from Fargo, North Dakota. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
I can't believe it. You know, Mark and Ian have been my own personal Jesus for about 7 years. And I've always been able to commune with them, you know, via Free Talk Live. And so the excitement has kind of gone away, and it's really just more of a matter of course to call in and say hi. But recently, a new diva has stepped onto the limelight for me, and I've just been gobbling up all of his podcasts, and that's School Sucks Podcast. And I can't believe I'm on the air with Brett right now. Oh, my God.
Brett just left.
and just to make sure I heard you right, I was called a diva.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you're the hot new young thing to me. I've been listening to Free Talk Live since
I'm 68, sir.
Really? Are you really?
No. I'm in my 30s, but I really appreciate you saying that, and I'm glad you've discovered the show, and you sound excited, so that's great to hear. After doing it for 4 years, to hear that new people are still coming across this, I appreciate you saying that.
Pizza Guy, what do you like about the School Sucks podcast? Because I have done, I've listened to School Sucks podcast, and I tell you, it's not that Brett's humble. He's downright insecure about his show, and it is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most intelligent programs that's out there for me to listen to.
Well, look, humility is a good quality, but your show is amazing. Now, look, honestly, I don't care about the school stuff or the Dante Legato stuff, but the movie interviews that you guys did, I just finished listening to War on Clockwork Orange. Awesome. All the history episodes you did, here's what you need to do, Brett, and I've been wanting to get up the nerve to have the, you know, cojones to email you and tell you, you should Burger King Dan Carlin. If you do that, McDonald's spends billions of dollars every year trying to find the best place to put up a store, and then Burger King just puts one right across the street. That's where you always find Burger King. usually right across the street from McDonald's. I'm pretty sure Dan Carlin just does DanCarlin.com, and that's how he, like, feeds his wife, and I think he has kids.
Yeah, Dan does a really good job. I know,
love his hardcore history podcast.
And Dan has been on my show, and I spent the first half hour talking to him about podcasting, and he said, "You really want to talk to me about podcasting?" I was like, "Well, Dan, I certainly don't want to talk to you about politics. It'll drive me nuts." You know, but I really like Dan Carlin. We certainly disagree on some things, but, you know, he said he'd give me 45 minutes. He gave me almost 2 hours about 6 months ago. So if you haven't heard that show, I highly recommend checking it out. But, yeah, go ahead with your point.
But, no, if you were to do just a pit, because his history show is so hugely famous. People love history in an exciting way because of the, you know, schooling has just beaten it out of us because the schooling does suck. But if you were to do just a history podcast, that would be, oh, my God. I mean, I would listen to nothing but that. That is your history. But everything you've done is freaking amazing. I absolutely love your podcast.
I really appreciate you saying this. Thank you so much. And what I would build on top of that idea is, like, I've spent the last 3 months down in Connecticut, and I've been working with actually a former Free Talk Live sponsor named Richard Grove, who has a website, tragedyandhope.com, and he is a genius with just the most amazing in-depth historical knowledge.
Thanks for the call, pizza guy.
And I feel like I have this, you know, broad picture. Like, I can see, you know, the whole field. And he is really just has this steel trap mind, and he's been able to just capture, like, the way he can just call details to you know, the front of his consciousness is so impressive to me. And
that is a really neat trick.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
make a person smart, but it's certainly it's a great double for it, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it's as close as you can get. It's fascinating.
Well, Rich is definitely a genius, and I really liked. Yeah,
but that's separate and besides that, right?
I mean, like the except he would rock back and forth, and sometimes just randomly say what time it was, and he would repeat it.
I don't believe you.
And he would count toothpicks. Now, so this was just a fantastic experience working. With them, I learned a ton. And, you know, I thought the idea would be to have a history show where somebody can come from, you know, my political vantage point and talk about the broad picture, but also have somebody like Rich or like Dan Carlin. I think it might even be more interesting to have somebody that you really disagree with on a lot of stuff who can fill in the finer points. And I think that that would be a really interesting complementary relationship.
You know, the podcasting world is kind of small in some extent, but, I mean, we're all spread out all over the world, and you almost need geography to really do things well. I love being able to do a show with a person sitting in the studio whose eyes I can make eye contact and I can talk to them about issues. And I think that I've heard shows where people are not in the same place, and I think there are pluses and minuses to that. You know, it's not how we do Free Talk Live. That's
right,
for sure.
Right.
855-450-FREE. Give us a call about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and call about, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Is Brett.
And I told you in the last segment how to get some bitcoins if that's what you want to do, but that's really not the end of the story. Getting bitcoins means that you have to have a wallet. It's a virtual wallet. It's not made of leather or those really awesome canvas things or made out of duct tape. Like so many real-world wallets, meat space wallets, as the kids call it. And you've got to have a virtual wallet in which to put your bitcoins. A place to get a free virtual online wallet is blockchain.info. It's a good place to get it because it's the best online wallet. It's encrypted right in the browser, so they never have access to your funds at blockchain. As a matter of fact, they never have access. Neither does the NSA or the FBI or whoever else is peering over your virtual shoulder online. They've got tools there that make it so that you can easily send and receive your bitcoins anonymously, if that's what you wish to do, and you have to employ those tools there at blockchain.info. But it's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Have access to your wallet, not just on your laptop or your desktop, but on your Android or your iPhone, whatever device you've got. Blockchain makes it easy. It's blockchain.info. Just used it today to transfer some bitcoins to a new Bitcoin owner, and I am delighted by bitcoins. I think they're a fascinating technology. Brett?
It is exciting, yeah.
Are you into the Bitcoin thing?
I have been, yeah, and I take donations in Bitcoin. And,
at schoolsucksproject.com?
Yep, and it's come in pretty useful, and I've enjoyed watching what has happened with Bitcoin, obviously, over the last couple of years.
So are you skeptical? Are you excited? What do you think about the future of Bitcoin?
Well, I'm always, the only skepticism I have comes from a lack of information, so mm-hmm. I think that a great idea and a good way to get into Bitcoin is, first of all, thoroughly answer that question for yourself. What is Bitcoin? Do some research. It's a fascinating story. And it is. It was very exciting. And as soon as I learned a little bit, I said, I want to get involved. So I did. And, you know, I set up a wallet and started taking donations. And
you know, I guess I have skepticism of just about everything world. But I kind of just exist in the area of Bitcoins as far as this goes, is like trepidation.
Sure.
I'm just sort of more scared. How can this possibly work? How can this go on? It's just so, Bitcoin is such a Cinderella story or a Aschen Poodle.
I've had the same questions. Sure. Yeah.
I guess the really neat thing about Bitcoins are that they do what they're supposed to do, and they do it well. They allow one to send and receive money on the internet without a government's permission, without a bank's permission, without any kind of money transmitter's permission. You don't need PayPal. You don't need Western Union. You don't need the U.S. government. You don't need anybody to say, I'm going to send some money from here to my friend in North Korea, assuming they got an internet connection. I mean, they're going to have that.
Yeah.
You can do it. And you can do it with virtually no fee, you know, nearly no fee or no fee, depending on the situation. It's fascinating. It can't be stopped. The technology can't be broken by the NSA, has not been broken, cannot be broken. If somebody breaks this technology, they've broken the technology of every bank in the world. I mean, encryption is what makes the internet work. So if you can break that encryption, then, you know, it's not Bitcoin's problem. It's the whole internet's problem.
Yeah.
And I don't see the internet going away anytime soon. I could be wrong. It could be a huge power outage and, you know, it's all down and we're eating the dog to stay alive kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's always healthy to have questions about something on which you're not an expert. But, you know, for me, I would just say,
I hope the experts have questions too.
Exactly. It's been a positive experience.
At some point, you have to trust. Bitcoin's an open source program, but if I look at the code, I'm not going to know anything. But I do know people that it makes me comfortable that they've looked at the code, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is solid.
That's been my experience, too. You know, if I didn't have a good network of people who were very, you know, trusting and enthusiastic about this, yeah, I'd have a lot more questions.
Okay, so a guy walks into an airport in Los Angeles with an AR-15.
Yeah.
The story does not get any better from here.
No.
A man carrying an anti-government material, supposedly, and an assault rifle shot his way through security at Los Angeles International Airport on Friday, killing a Transportation Security Administration worker, wounding two others after sending a suicidal text message to his family, authorities said. The gunman who sent travelers diving for cover and fleeing into the tarmac, identified by authorities as 23-year-old Los Angeles resident Paul Ciancia.
Yeah.
He's got CIA in his name twice, by the way.
These are the things I don't like. And sometimes, you know, I feel like if these stories aren't totally legit, somebody out there might be kind of messing with people who are sort of awake. Like, look what we're going to pass off. Now, I'm just kind of thinking out loud there.
It's interesting.
That was the first thing I saw. I was watching the news, and somebody spelled his name, and I said, uh-oh, don't go to Crazy Town, Brett. Don't go.
It's amusing to look at these kind of odd facts.
Yes.
So, and, you know, we don't know anything in this world but what we're told, and...
Well, we can certainly...
Weren't we told he was a TSA employee yesterday, and now... That kind of is, you know, came out in the fog of war, as it were.
I don't know that, but I believe we can know a lot. And usually one of those things that we can know is that there's always an agenda or usually an agenda behind what we're being told if that information comes from certain sources. So I don't immediately want to jump into the realm of conspiracy. I'm plenty happy to go there on a number of issues. But when I see this story break, I sit down to have a nice, relaxing lunch. And I say, well, I'll turn on the TV and flip around, which I don't recommend. You know, don't turn
on. Help your lunch.
Yeah. Don't go to those news channels if you're trying to have a relaxing lunch that you want to digest properly. So the first one I go to is
I do the same thing.
I go to MSNBC because I find it to be the most outrageous.
Oh.
And they are really pushing this idea that he has this, they call it strong anti-government literature. And I start here, he was an anti-government guy. And they're almost delighting in the fact that, and this is one of the things that I don't like about politics, because it just turns people into wolves. You know, they get excited about bad things happening if it reinforces their beliefs. So,
and from those same organizations, you never hear that, you know, this killer or that killer was a lefty. You know, that's going to come from the other news organizations.
Right. So I'm saying, what is this anti-government literature? Apparently he had written New World Order on something that he had in his pocket.
All right. I mean, a wrestling fan.
Because first I say anti-government literature, maybe he had, what, the Constitution, the copies of the Bill of Rights?
Well, the fact is, the Declaration of Independence is anti-governmental material.
Sure is. Yep.
Material. And the people that wrote it and then signed it and sent it off were radical anti-statists of their time.
Right.
And it's fascinating to see how that has turned into the establishment now, and you know, the idea that this founding document, you know, it was okay for those people to rebel against their government, but it's just not acceptable to do it against yours. You don't like it here? Leave.
Right.
Well, why didn't George Washington leave?
That's a great question. And when I see stories like this, the two questions that I ask myself before I start going down that conspiratorial path, like I said, I'm happy to go down it if necessary. What kind of legs does this story have? Man walks into an airport, shoots three people. So the story does have some novelty. It's the first TSA agents killed in the line of duty.
Yeah,
right?
You'd think that these people were, like, molesting his grandmother, or perhaps they were taking naked pictures of his kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd think that they, you know, maybe if he was some kind of rape victim or something like that,
right,
like they might have set him off by touching him. You'd think that these things were true, but this obviously is not true about the TSA.
Exactly. Like, these are people killed in the line of duty. I'm using air quotes again. And
which do all of those things as a course of their duty.
And, right. And the other part of it is, how is the story being used? So question one, does the story have legs? Considering that even though it's tragic when, you know, people, I don't want to call them innocent people, but, you know, if you are thinking that you can solve problems with violence, you're not fighting the government or making a statement against the government as much as you're kind of auditioning for a part in the government, you know? So I didn't like the approach, obviously, but we can come back to that in a minute.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the TSA killer?
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Ian just walked through the studio. He is beat from doing his day at the Keenvention. He will not be coming in to do the show with us. And I'm kind of happy about it. He looked pretty rough. I don't think he's worth having on. You know, if the guy gets any worse, I'm going to fire him, Brett. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, well, real quick, I need a word from our sponsors here. ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting gear, survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you're going to want, because name brands usually mean quality. Not always, certainly, but they're going to deliver a higher chance of quality than off-brands. Generally, that's what I found in my life. Maybe you found it for yours. But you want to get those name brands at the lowest prices you can. Every time I've ordered from ManVentureOutpost.com, whatever it is that I've ordered, I've always checked on the prices, and I've never been able to find them anywhere else. They say rock-bottom prices. I believe them. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. Never had any problems getting them shipped. It gets there fast. And, like I said, the lowest prices for me. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com, whether it's knives or long guns, handguns, you know, apparel, tents, boating equipment, whatever it is you need, ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Dave calling in from Eureka, KGOE.
Hey, guys. I'm really convinced that if we the people want to have what we're supposed to have, a government that is answerable to us the people, we're going to have to take some pretty serious measures, and I'm not sure what they are, but I am convinced they have stuck us with this Patriot Act. They have unlimited ability to invade our privacy wherever they choose, and they do it, and I believe they can, you know, jump into our toaster if they want. They have now the technology where they can go down whatever wires or through the air, wherever they choose. They're doing it internationally. They're sure as hell doing it to people here who voice any opinions they don't agree with, and I'm one of them, as you might guess, and so they're all over my
head. I know you are, Dave, yes.
Do you believe that you're being spied on more than anybody? I mean, and what I understand about what the NSA is doing specifically is that they are doing this massive data dragnet, and what they're looking at in real time is difficult to say, but they're certainly collecting it. Do you believe, Dave, that they are taking a closer look at you than the average unfortunate person being spied on by the government?
Well, you know, see, they've managed to get it to where if I say, yes, I have no doubt about that, then I sound like I'm a conspiracy theorist, a little bit on the crazy side. No. They do create that impression, but in fact, we have members of our government that do indeed conspire to our detriment and invade our privacy. They invade our voting machines, and that's the worst thing. They put in office people that represent 1% in a democracy where 50-some percent should be able to determine that we have people in Congress that speak for us. We don't. Are we all voting to have this 1% representing us in our Congress and our government everywhere? That's our electronically invaded voting equipment. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think they invade my privacy at will. I see it happening all over the place here. Anybody that speaks out, and I'm one of them, against what they're about, suddenly has them on the site, all over their site. It's not that they are in the business of fighting crime. They are the crime.
Yeah, that's, you know what? When I think about this, is I'm never really concerned about the government seeing what I'm writing. It's not that I think that they should be able to do that. I don't. I think that that's an obvious violation of the Fourth Amendment. But I'm always concerned about them going after politicians whose morals are maybe a little more flexible. You know, people that politician is almost synonymous with thief, liar, and you know those kind of terms in all around the world, not just the United States. And the idea that maybe the NSA can find out information about politicians around the world, judges, big business, you know, leaders of business, captains of industry, as the terminology used to be, and these folks, and compromise a percentage of them, I don't know what percentage, in order to get whatever their message is out there. And this disturbs me. I mean, there have been... the suggestion is, by articles I've read online, politicians who have been hushed about internet freedom because the NSA doesn't like what they have to say.
Absolutely. Two things.
Would you believe that it's more than just being able to see what your views are and what you're doing? That is to say that if I try to get on your chat room, I can't do it. If I try to send you an email and they don't like it, I can't send it to you. They have the ability to stick their little fingers in the gears wherever they choose. It's more than just listening to you or watching you.
That ability might exist, but I would have questions about the implementation and how specific they can actually be. I totally agree with what Mark just said, that it seems like there's a lot of things going on right now that the government might be doing, and this itself, which I think is pretty obvious, but still to a lot of people would sound pretty paranoid, they're kind of hedging against human conscience. Right. So if people eventually things that government is doing gets to a point where, say, some politician, as Mark mentioned, is going to speak out and say, I don't support this. And, you know, I mean, a politician, it's kind of like that scene from The Godfather Part Two, where the guy wakes up and there's a dead prostitute next to him. And the Corleone family's like, well, you know, we'll help you with this problem. and you'll kind of do what we say from here on out. I think another problem is that celebrity has a real power. And there's actually just a campaign just started of celebrities. And this might be, you know, not legit for a number of reasons, but there are a number of celebrities involved who are starting to speak out against the NSA. Well, who's to say that the NSA doesn't have more comprehensive files on people like that to say, wait a minute, John Cusack, you know? Wait a minute.
Well, I'm convinced free speech is what it's all about, and thank you for being there, guys. Getting this out in the open is our one chance.
It's the foundation of it all, is the ability to communicate. And I think that the internet really has jump-started these things. People didn't even know what the problems were before the internet.
Right.
They couldn't even put their finger on what the problems were. And now with the internet, people can talk about so much more. I love the idea that the Twitter revolution occurred in Egypt. It certainly isn't perfect by my estimation.
Right,
the results not swell. But the fact that it was used, these tools were used, Twitter and Facebook and these social networking tools, Web 2.0. Not Web 13.0. Web 2.0, well, that's what they call the social networking stuff, was used, this incipient technology that really didn't exist in any, you know, functional way 15 years ago. The internet wasn't much and wasn't in many homes 15 years ago. It's changed our lives in so many ways. The Occupy movement wouldn't have been possible.
Today, these Patriot Act troopers abuse their tech powers at will, and they can jump in and block whatever they don't approve of. And that's not free speech. We need it back. Thank you guys for being there.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, David.
And what we also need, we need people like Edward Snowden, people that had the spine to stand up and say, this is wrong. He did it in such the right way. Obviously, I'm all for the Bradley Mannings and the whistleblowers of all sorts. Edward Snowden really sort of took a look at all these other people that came before him, learned how he could be besmirched in the process, and he didn't make too many mistakes. And I love that about the story.
And I would add one caveat, though. When we go back to the story about the shooter at the airport, why does the Snowden story, considering how damning it is to the government, why does it have so many legs? There are so much legs.
Yeah.
As you know, why is the mainstream media not trying to bury this? And I think that's just an interesting thing to be aware of, because there are other whistleblowers like Sybelle Edmonds, who most people have never even heard of, and the Michael Hastings story seemed to evaporate pretty quickly. And I thought that was a very compelling story.
It was a very interesting story.
That just kind of
was the guy that died in the Mercedes accident.
Right, and maybe it's because Snowden is still alive and kind of out there. Maybe there isn't that much to it. But I always think that it's interesting to see, you know, what keeps a story alive and why a story might die.
It seems like the cable network news thing is what drives news these days. And they need simple stories. They've only got 2 minutes to talk about a particular issue. And they can't really get in depth in the way that that other, you know, online media can. But online media has kept the Snowden thing alive. Remember, most stories aren't even broken by major media anymore. They're broken by bloggers.
Absolutely, and the mainstream media has to deal with it.
855-450-FREE. Is news going to make us free, or is it going to imprison us? It's always an interesting question to me. 855-450-FREE.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.